beginning.
That's the way computers talk to each other.
Unbelievable! Amazing! Fantastic!
Welcome, Moon!
And welcome to Blues Mountains Live. Yes, I've been waiting all year to slip that pun in. And after the Easter weekend, it's good to get that that pun out of the oven, that hot cross pun. And it's Thursday night. It's the 21st of April, heading up for the Anzac Day weekend. I've been busy building Anzac Day sites during the week. But tonight we're going to have a couple of interviews. As I said, tonight is all about the blues, and we've got Diesel, Mark Lazotte, on talking about his album Alone with Blues. And he's going to be playing down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub on the weekend, on Saturday night. And that's one of the many gigs that we have on the weekend. We'll be talking later on in the show about all the gigs, but to kick off the night, we're going to actually talk to Mark. We're going to talk to Diesel himself about the show that he's doing down at the Community Hub. And he's doing a solo tour with the blues album. It's mainly traditional blues, songs from people like Willie Dixon and John Lee Hooker and Sam Cooke. A great album, and we're going to have a chat to him, play some of the tracks from the album, and then after we do the directory listings at half time, we're then going to listen to a chat I had with the boys from Paint Job. Paint Job are a local band, local rock band, who come from sort of a bit lower down in the Blue Mountains to where we are here in Katoomba. But they're going to be playing up here at the Baroque Room on the 7th of May with the band My Sex. And a point that I do actually mention during the show is My Sex are celebrating 40 years in the business, and the boys only started last year. So interestingly enough, it's a great match in the music. Their EP that they released only 10 days ago is great. It's called Paint Job, and we're going to play a few tracks off it. But to start off with, we're going to play a track from Diesel's album, and that's called All Your Love. Here's Diesel.
All your love, baby.
Welcome back to Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM. And that was the track All Your Love from the new Diesel album that he's promoting at the moment. And we'd like to welcome him to the show. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hi, thanks for having me, Brad.
And so I believe you've had two shows already on the tour?
We've done a few. I'm into my fifth week, actually.
Oh, okay.
In between, we jumped onto the Byron Bay Blues Fest last weekend. And but it's a solo tour that I'm doing.
Right.
And so it was nice to see my band on the weekend. But this is Alone with Blues. That's what the name of the album is. So it's the greatest hits and Alone with Blues tour that I'm actually on. The intention was to do regional New South Wales because we thought that was going to be the safest thing, you know, back like in the beginning of 2020 or 2021,
right.
I think it was. And ironically, as we went into hard lockdown, as we all know, and so I had to move the door.
So and this was
what I'm doing now.
This was a scheduled tour that you postponed, yeah?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in fact, most of the shows this year are all stuff from, previous years,
and not 2 years ago,
not just last year, but even the year before.
Yeah.
So,
oh, good. So
then catch up.
So you did it, as part of the tour. You did a show up at Byron, is that right? On the 9th, and
well,
then
that was that kind of got added in quite late. I mean, I think when the Byron Bay Blues Fest committee realized that they, were going to have another attempt at putting it on, this is third time, they realized that it was going to be mostly Australian acts, and they kind of rallied as many Australian acts as they could. And
but you managed.
I might have moved something around.
You managed to slot in last weekend with the band.
Yeah, which was really nice.
So that's
great.
We
had a great show.
Where did you play?
We played at the Crossroads tent, and on day three, I guess it was Sunday. So crowd's pretty into it by then.
Great. Yeah. Oh no, I was very annoyed that I didn't manage to get up because it was a great lineup.
Yeah, really great lineup.
Did you get to see?
I don't know if that'll ever happen again, to be honest.
Did you get to see anybody else while you were there?
I got to hear a few things. I didn't get to see anything, but yeah, I caught a few glimpses of things. But it was nice catching up with Kim Churchill, for instance.
Right.
Who I hadn't seen in years and years since he actually did some supports with us years and years ago, and just watching his progression as a young artist from the South Coast. Taking his music to the world and whatever, and it was just really nice to see him.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, this is more about you than about the Blues Fest, so
absolutely.
So you're doing this tour solo.
Yeah.
And so what can people expect on stage?
Well, I think people that have seen my solo show know it's kind of an all-encompassing kind of show, and it's quite dynamic, I think the word is.
have you done that before with the blues stuff? Because you've brought out a couple of blues albums.
I have.
Cool for
I mean,
blues
I would have liked to have made another blues record with Chris Wilson and, call it Volume 2 or whatever, but that was never going to happen. So, sadly, we lost him a couple of years ago now. So But, this was a record that I think I really wanted to make somewhere. And it was in lockdown that I realized that I had to bring it out of whatever kind of storage place it was in my mind. I'm really grateful for having all that time, actually, because uninterrupted time is quite a rare commodity in my world.
I imagine having pulling from the old blues songbook is something that you could never get sick of and never stop doing. So I mean, there's always the great trads and classic blues songs that you can fall back on.
Well, I'm still discovering new ones that that I haven't heard before, actually. So
that happens all the time. Well, when I saw the track listing, I thought, oh, All Your Love. I used to play All Your Love in bands, but of course that was the John Mayall version, the Blues Breakers version. Then I listened to it and went, oh, no, this is, it's Magic Sam. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Which is great as well. It's a brilliant track. So.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play a track now, Mark. We're going to play from Diesel's All Alone Blues album. We're going to play Boogie Chillin'.
Well, my mama didn't allow me to stay out on alone, all alone. Well, my mama didn't allow me just to stay out on alone. You didn't allow me. I won't boogie woogie anyhow. When I first came to town, people, I was walking down Hastings Street. Everybody's talking about the Henry Swing Club. I decided to drop in there last night. When I got there, I said, yes, people, they weren't really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie chillin'. Laying down, I heard mama and papa talking. I heard papa tell mama, let that boy boogie woogie. It's in him and it's got to come out. And I felt so good when I'm boogieing just the same. Oh no.
That was Boogie Chillin' there from Diesel's Alone Blues album. And you're on Blue Mountains Live on Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM. We have Diesel in the studio. And you're going to tell us a little bit about the show that's on this weekend down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub down in Springwood. Show starts at about 8 o'clock, goes through to 10. And what else can you tell us about the show, Mark?
Yeah, it's something different. I've kind of had an allergic reaction to doing two sets or multiple sets. And I don't like cooling down. Generally, I just do one big, long. Anyone that's come to my show, it's usually one big, long affair. But this one I'm actually doing a shorter set. It's very theater-esque, actually. Well, in theater, the second part's always shorter, but right. In this case, it's the reverse. So, yeah, I do a real smorgasbord of the album, mixed with some things, from my dad's record collection, and throw in the double bass, which is, nice to take on the road. The most impractical instrument you could ever try to travel with, but I love having it on stage. And then I do a set of what I call referred to as the songs that have kept me busy for the last 30 years.
Right.
Which is thankfully I've got I put out a greatest hits in 2018, I think it was, with 30 singles on it. So I've got a lot of singles to choose from. So,
well, I've been playing a few on the show coming up. I did Tip of My Tongue last week. And so we've been playing a few songs as we come up and getting reaction to it. So I know quite a few people are going to the show. They can fill the house down there, as far as you know?
There's some tickets left.
I'm just saying restriction-wise. So there's no restrictions capacity, anymore.
As far as I know. So.
Yeah, okay. And,
absolutely. We've got room for a few more. So.
Brilliant. So if people go to the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub website or Facebook page, they can get their tickets. I was going to ask you about the instrumentation, because on the album you're playing most of the instruments yourself. So are you trying to fit most of them in? Of course, I've got to ask, are you playing harp?
Yeah. Well, I'm playing everything on the album. It's a one man affair.
Yeah. So in the show, do you pull the harp out?
Yeah, much? Absolutely. Now, look, I try to. I mean, obviously, I don't have cymbals and kick drums attached to my to my feet and my the one man band thing. But
yeah.
I've brought at least the palette of guitars and different tunings, the baritone, the lead belly guitar, and the double bass and the slide and you know, harmonica, yes. And yeah, I try to kind of paint the whole spectrum of the colors that I made on the record.
Do you do the Bob Dylan thing with the rack for the harmonica?
Yeah, there's only one way, really.
Yeah.
My dentist hates me for it.
Yeah, no, of course. Muck the teeth up.
Yeah.
No, well, that's brilliant. I mean, the songs on the album are all great, and if you're playing at least half of those, you know, it's going to be brilliant.
It's fun.
As I said, I used to play in blues bands, so you know, we'd be doing Howling Wolf and John Lee and Muddy Waters and all those songs, and so
they're such great songs.
You can never get tired of them. So
I think they're just really. I mean, you know, people talk about Lennon, McCartney, and the Glimmer Twins. You know, Richards and Jagger, and you know, great songwriting combos. You know, Elton John and Bernie Taupin, and you know, on and on and on and on. You know, I think, you know, those songs, but you know. Willie Dixon, I mean, just him alone, like the amount of tracks that he's written that you don't even realize. Well, I've been stumbled across a few times and wondered who the writer was, and then you discover it's Willie Dixon again. I mean, he was like the Beethoven or the Tchaikovsky or, you know, the Brahms of blues, really. He just like wrote everything.
Right.
And they're just such concise, great, you know, I mean, I have no problem with using the word pop because they don't waffle on. It wasn't until like the British blues guys kind of started extending all these songs and making like 8-minute odysseys with like too many solos and stuff, in my humble opinion. But the original Chess versions are so concise that they're like, you know, perfect little pop songs. So I wanted to, you know, I'm always trying to turn people onto the blues, and the people that I don't think they like the blues, they're the ones that I want. You know, I'm not interested in people, you know, in almost... that say, oh, I already love the blues. So that's preaching to the converted. I want to convert people that think that they don't love the blues or like the blues, I should say,
yeah.
And turn them onto it's a really celebratory music. It's actually really up. It's, you know, it would suggest that it's really a real downer because it's the blues and everything. But you know, a song like Boogie Chillin', for instance, that's a
great song, by the way, because it's really enjoy that one.
Yeah, and it's about, you know, I'm a boy coming of age, and you know, it's the most rock and roll kind of party song ever, I think, the original version of that, you know, and with a real innocence about it. And yeah.
I really like your version, Squire, so it's really
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, when I got to Memphis to make the first record, you know, the producer, Terry Manning, he put that on a lot in the morning, like before we'd start.
Right, to get everyone fired up.
Yeah, just to get everyone like bound up. And it was just the pureness of it. And just the, like, again, the sentiment in the lyric is just so good. And it just, yeah, it would just make me want to pick up my instrument and do something every time.
Great. Okay, well, we'll have a great show on Saturday, Squire.
Thank you, Brad.
So Mark's down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. The show starts at 8, so get there at 7:30 so you can get in early. And it goes from 8 till 10. So 2 hours of solid diesel blues.
Probably a bit more, but yeah.
Excellent. Well,
yeah, just don't like, make sure you got, if you got a babysitter, make sure you've got a few extra, bit extra on the clock.
Good warning there, Mark. You gotta keep them in the theatre.
Might have to buy him a pizza as well.
Yeah. All right, sir. Now, what I usually do is I ask for people to give me a track they'd like to hear. We could play one of yours, or we can play something else. We can play a Willie Dixon or whatever you like. So,
oh, geez.
Pick a song.
If you've got anything by the Fabulous Thunderbirds, I'd love to hear that.
There you go. That's what we'll be playing. And any particular song?
Maybe Running Shoes, if you've got that, or... You know, Tough Enough, anything really. I love Jimmy Vaughan's playing, and I love Kim Wilson's harp and singing.
Oh, yes, no, brilliant. Okay, all right. Well, we'll do that. We'll play some Fabulous Thunderbirds straight after. So thanks again, Mark, and have a
thanks
great
for
show.
Having me.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers, buddy.
Yeah. Take a mirror now to shape
And that's Diesel there with Mirror Blues from his Alone with Blues album, which he's promoting down at the Blue Mounts Theatre and Community Hub on Saturday night from 8 o'clock. And he's doing that as a solo tour, which he's doing to promote the album. It's also a greatest hits tour, so he'll be playing a lot of his well-known tracks. We may play one or two more before the end of the night. We've also got coming up is the interview with Paint Job, who are playing with My Six on the 7th of May. But right now I'm going to get into the what's on the weekend, into the live music gig. So we'll start off with tomorrow night at the Alex. Back at the Alex we've got the Winstons, and that's Peter Long's group. And they used to do quite a few gigs at the Alex. And we haven't had many bands at the Alex during, well, none probably during COVID. I think we had one or two special gigs there. But it's a great pub, the Alex, down there at Lura. And they've got lots of craft beers and smoke-fired pizza. And so the boys will be down there from 8:30 tomorrow night. So that's something that hasn't happened for a while, and it'd be good to get down there. I might even try and get down there myself. What else have we got on Friday night? Tomorrow night, we've also got up at the Baroque Room, we've got a much needed metal gig. This one's Flaming Wreckage. We'll be playing there tomorrow night from 7 p.m. And their special guests are Astro Death and Mountain Wizards and Foothills. We'll be doing Mountain Wizards Death Cult, but that's the full name of the band. And Foothills will be opening the show down there tomorrow night at 7 p.m. And I'm probably not going to play any death metal tonight, but they've all got Spotify pages and lots of YouTubes where you can go and catch them. So that's Flaming Wreckage, Astro Death, Mountain Wizards Death Cult, and Foothills at the Baroque Room tomorrow night for another much needed metal gig. We haven't had any for a little while, so we haven't had any metal we had some metal in the mountains with Magma One, who were playing at the Bootlegger a couple of weeks ago. So yeah, there's a big crowd up here for metal bands, and tomorrow night's the night. Also tomorrow night at the Supper Club down there at the Avalon Restaurant, we have Orchard Boat playing, and they're regulars down at the Avalon, and they'll be there from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. So go down and book a meal, give Dylan and David a ring and book a meal, and you'll be entertained by Orchard Boat down at the restaurant. Okay, now we've got Beats and Ballads and at the Bootlegger, so that's a regular thing, and that's going to be Corn Nut Creek and Kimberly Wheeler at the Bootlegger Bar, and that's tomorrow night, I'm hoping. Yes, tomorrow night, Friday the 22nd of April. So that's Corn Nut Creek and Kimberly Wheeler at the Bootlegger Bar tomorrow night. And that kicks off at 9 p.m. So there are the Beats and Ballads nights are always a bit later. So once you've seen some of the other gigs around, you can head up to the Bootlegger Bar and see them. Okay. So now we'll move on to Saturday. We've got from 8 p.m. We've got the gig that we've just been talking to Diesel about. That's down at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. So as previously stated, that goes from 8 till 10 p.m. As Mark said, there's still tickets left, so if you get in contact straight away now, you'll no doubt be able to grab a ticket and get down there and see Mark on Saturday night. Also on Saturday night, we've got Chris O'Connor out at the Fairmont at the for the Doctor Is In sessions in the Two Doctors Whiskey Tavern. I meant to tell Bark about that venue down at the Fairmont Resort and Spa down in Bloora. They've got a new blues venue down there. So, and I think we were talking to Chris Cannell, who organises those events. Chris Cannell from Music in the Mountains, shout out to Chris. And he was talking about how he started off just doing the one night a week, but now they're doing two nights. One of those nights is a dedicated blues night. So Mark, if you're listening to the show, that's a venue that you might want to consider. If you get in touch with Chris Cannell from Music in the Mountains, I'm sure he'd love to have you down there with the band doing some blues on one of the blues nights. So that's on Saturday night, and that's 8:30 till 10:30 p.m. Then we've got I'm not sure how many gigs we've got on the Saturday, so there might not be too many. I know that on Friday and Saturday nights, I should actually mention that we do gigs all up and down the mountain. So down at the Royal Hotel down at Springwood, we always give a shout out for some of the bands that play down there. So Friday night from 9 p.m. we've got Beatworks, and then on Saturday night from 9 p.m. we've got the Quokkas. And so I'm sure they're local bands. I'm not too familiar. I know Beatworks has a number of musicians, and I think that includes a bit of some strings or some horns. I think they've got about seven or eight people in the band. So we'll have to get some information as to what's involved with Beatworks. But then on Saturday night we've got the Quokkas. And of course there's always karaoke happening down there at the Royal, which is always a lot of fun. So yeah. Alright, so well let's move on to Sunday now. We've got Dan Challis is at Arnie Ed's on Sunday for the Sunday sessions. That's 6 to 8. That's another Music in the Mountains gig and Dan will be down there by himself, I imagine, on Sunday afternoon. It's always laid back, and it's all, of course, always great diner food down there at Arnie Ed's. And that's from 6 to 8 on Sunday. Okay, well, for the moment, that's most of the main gigs for the weekend. Of course, our recommended gig is the Diesel gig. So let's have another Diesel track, and then we'll have a Paint Job track to lead into the Paint Job interview. This is Work Song.
Breaking rocks out here on the chain, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks out here on the chain gang, cause it don't convict me of crime. Hold a steady right there while I hear that. Well, I reckon that I wanna get it, cause I'm working, yeah, I'm working, and I still got so very long to go. I committed crime, long I need it. Time to be unhung, getting bored. I left the grocery store and I'm bleeding. When they call me robbing the store, hold a steady right there while I hit it. Well, I reckon that I wanna get it, cause I'm working, yeah, I'm working, and I still got a long way to go. Somewhere shady, man, I sure is hot in the sun. Hold a steady right there while I hear that. Well, I reckon that I only get it, cause I'm working, yeah, I'm working, and I still got so very long to go. Yeah, I'm working, I still got so very long to go. Cause I'm walking, walking, still got so very long to go. I'm walking, walking, still got so very long to go. Yeah.
Hey, this is Diesel, and you can check out my new album, Alone with Blues, and you're listening to Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
We're looking forward to hearing it. Well, so, here it is, I reckon, Willem. Should we do it?
Yeah, ready your mind, ready your tummy, because this is how rock and roll used to taste.
Retro Rehab.
Hi, it's Ian here from Katoomba Music, and we're excited after a long hiatus, which everyone's been going through, to say that we're going to have another one of our drum workshops in store, led by Tubby Wadsworth. His technique is amazing and he's a great educator, and he's done one here before and it was fantastic. It'll be participative, which means you won't be just watching a drum lecture, you'll be playing some exercises along on the pad along with Tubby, and it means it's a lot of fun and something to take home with you. And
what station do you listen to, Ian?
I always listen to Radio Blue Mountains.
89.1 FM.
Thanks, Ian.
Cheers.
Deep purple in my chest, in my head, in my Climb the top of the mountain just to roll to the bottom again. Oh, hey!
Hi, welcome back to Radio Blue Mountains and to Blue Mountains Live. We've got an interview tonight with a band who are going to be playing in a couple of weeks with My Sex up at the Baroque Room. That's Paint Job. I asked to talk to a couple of the boys. Well, we've actually got all of them. And that track you were just listening to is Purple Heart, which is off their EP, their 5-track EP. Welcome to the show, boys.
Thank you for having us.
What I'll do is I'll probably get you to, rather me naming you, I'll get you to go around and name yourselves. I know, notice we've got quite a diversity of names, so I'm probably not even going to have a go at Anastopoulos. So, sorry, yeah, Alex.
So that's my name.
Yep. I'll get you to introduce yourselves one at a time, starting maybe with Trevor.
Yeah. How you doing? I'm Trevor. Trevor Zadro Jones, if you'd like my full name.
Okay. Yep.
I'm Alex. Alex Anagnostopoulos. I'm the drummer.
Oh, there you go. I wasn't too far off.
I'm Samuel De Lima Garcia. I'm the guitarist, the lead guitarist, and BB's backing vocals.
And I'm Peter Simpson. I'm the bassist.
Oh, well done. Thank you, guys. So you get the award for the most boring name, obviously, Peter.
Yeah, I'm the one instrument, so that goes hand in hand.
Yeah, well, no, none of that. We love bass players. All right, guys. So, Paint Job, as I said, are going to be supporting My Sex. So what I might ask you guys is, I had a look at the website a bit earlier, and I saw you guys, did you all go to university together? Is that the story?
Yeah, so basically Peter and Alex went to uni together, because they're a bit older than Sam and I, but I ended up going to the same uni, and I put an ad up for a bass player and a drummer, because Sam and I were trying to start a band, and then Peter and Alex showed up.
Right, and I believe... You knew Alex from childhood, is that right?
Yeah, so back in, 2006 or something, Alex was actually, quote-unquote, dating my older sister in kindergarten.
Uh-huh.
And they were both younglings.
Right.
And we spent a lot of our very early childhood together, and then he moved away. We didn't see him for 13 years, but his name was sort of a household name around my house. My dad actually introduced him to the drums when he was little, and then 13 years later he showed up.
Oh,
and now we're in.
So is your dad a drummer, Trevor?
Oh, not really. Oh, okay. We had a bash in high school, that was it.
All right. Totally good. Okay, well, and maybe tell us about after you met and started gigging. When was that? What date was that?
It was February last year.
Okay.
Yeah, so we formed in February last year, and then we had our first gig, I believe, in April.
Right, so a year ago, basically.
Yeah.
You've just had an anniversary.
We did.
Yeah, pretty much.
And so when did the EP happen?
We started recording in November, I think it was, down in Newcastle. I had a mate down there who owns a studio. We recorded with him, and then... Yeah, it released on the 10th of April this year, so
right,
not too long ago.
Great. Well, 10 days ago, basically.
Yeah.
So did you have a launch gig, or is the My Sex one going to be?
We had a launch gig.
The dates mixed up. Our EP launch was on the 10th, and album release on the 8th.
Sure. I stand
corrected. Yeah, so we had our EP release. Gig at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville on April 10th.
All right, yeah.
A couple days after we released the EP.
Excellent. How'd that gig go?
It went amazing. So much fun.
Factory's a good venue, so.
Yeah, it was great. We had a great great reaction. Lots of people there, lots of family, friends, and people who just showed up that we met on the night. And it was great.
Yeah, a lot of support. We had merch as well. And selling physical copies of CDs, we made a very successful gig.
Right, great. Did people trip down from up here?
Yeah, they did.
All over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing I found is that there's a bunch of guys who will tear down to the factory and Lazy Bones and things like that whenever they hear a Mountains band is playing downtown.
Yeah.
Which is really good. We talked to Jimmy Carr either last week or the week before, I think it was last week, and he was saying, you know, he had a launch down at Lazy Bones. And just
yeah, we played with him.
Were you there?
Yeah, we were supporting
him.
Okay. So I did get that right. I was wondering. I was trying to remember if that he mentioned it was you guys he mentioned. So you played that gig as well, and obviously, you know, Corin Sheerston and all his mob all turned up, and
yeah,
because they played as well, I think, didn't they?
Yeah. They're great. Shout out to Trash Baby,
who will be playing next weekend. Not this weekend, but the weekend after. They're playing. They're playing down at the hub on the 29th. So with all the gang down there for Willem's Geek down there. All right, guys. Well, that's great. Now let us know how the MySix thing came about.
Yeah. So basically, Willem and I have been great friends for a few years. I was in an old band that he helped out a lot with. Basically, he just sent me a message and was like, hey, there's a slot opened up to support MySix. They were a pretty cool band in the 80s. And we were obviously jumping for it immediately. And yeah, he set it up for us, like the legend he is. And I couldn't be more keen to play it. I've been listening to their music ever since I heard about them. And oh, I'm so keen to see them live.
Right. Because, I mean, when I was listening to your music, I was thinking of bands from the 80s. I played in bands in the 80s. And I was thinking, you know, oh, these guys have got bits of Noiseworks and Boom Crash Opera and MySix and all those sort of, you know, Sydney rock bands, you know, Australian rock bands of that sort of ilk. And I thought, oh, you know, they're going to like you guys. They're going to think, you know, that's a great match. And I do, listening to your music, I think it's going to be a great night.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So, have you talked to any of the MySix guys at all?
I haven't yet. We've been in conversation with their manager.
Right.
But yeah, I'm keen to meet them all. I think their bassist is actually a lecturer at my university too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great guys and they're very knowledgeable, you know, and they're, you know, brilliant musicians. And of course, you know, they've got a history because, how do you guys feel about playing with guys who are celebrating their 40th anniversary when you're celebrating your first? So
we'll play with anyone, whenever, wherever. Love to play.
Yeah.
All right.
It's an honor to be in MySix, 100%.
It's a great opportunity for us, especially being a young band. The fact that they want to get us on board for it.
Yeah.
No, it's pretty cool.
No, your music, I know Steve Balby a little bit as well. I know Murray from years ago, Murray Burns from the band. But I know Steve through, I do a website for Jeremy Hutton, who's Steve's manager. So you've probably had contact with Jeremy. And so I do Triple Speak, and I also do Steve's website. And as soon as I heard your music, I thought, oh, Steve's going to love these guys. I can just see him really liking your music. So, okay, guys. Well, we should let people know when and where and times. Do you want to do that,
Trav?
Yep. So it's on May 7th at the Baroque Room in Katoomba. I believe doors are at 7.
Yeah, they're at 7.
You can find tickets online in our link tree. Or on Facebook.
Now, am I right in that Joshua opening the show? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should be, yeah.
So shout out to them. We may get to talk to Joshua. Okay, so we'll be promoting it as I've... we'll have a great gig with the guys and boys, and I'll probably be there. So might be able
Amazing.
To get some photos for the website, etc.
Thank you.
Let everybody know where your website is and your socials.
Yeah, so you can find us at paintjob.com.au or paintjobband on Instagram or paintjob on Facebook.
Brilliant. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rehearsal. What's the name of the other band? Are we allowed to say, Trevor? Are we allowed to mention their other band?
Go for it.
Yeah, so the other band we're in was basically Beck Smith. She's a solo artist. more supporting for her.
Right, working as her backing band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Brilliant. All right, guys. So we'll have a great night on the 7th. And we're going to go, as I said to a bit earlier, we're going to go out with the title track from the EP, Paint Job. Yeah, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks very much.
No problem. Okay. And so here's Paint Job with Paint Job.
Subjection, but discretion covers lies. But I know you want to be the center of attention all the time. You see, the telly's got news of disruption in the workplace, yeah. A filthy plan, an evil grin wipes your face. Situation. Your tongue is tied, you went too far without hesitation. Don't pack your things, walk out the door, I'm not you to your station. So what now, how far'd you plan this thing to go? And what the fuck were you trying to achieve with this whole show? It's pretty dumb that you thought that you could break us with a paint job, yeah. But right now, here the truth is gone and scratched all the paint off. Situation. Your tongue's tied, you went too far without hesitation. Don't pack your things, walk out the door, I'm not true to your station.
Brad Dietrich says, if you can hang around for another 9 hours, then I can start drinking. It's 10:30 a.m. here in Australia. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm Boris, lead flugelhorn from the Funky Horns. This is Radio Blue Mountains, 89.1 FM.
So that's it for another edition of Blue Mountains Live here on Radio Blue Mountains 89.1 FM for Thursday the 21st of April. Have a great Anzac Day weekend. Have a great day at the RBM barbecue on Sunday outside Bunnings from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. Have a great time, all the people who are coming to our Reimagine Waste to Art workshop down at Lawson on Saturday. Have a great time at the Diesel concert Saturday night there on at the Blue Mountains Theatre and Community Hub. And if you're doing anything tomorrow, have a great time then as well. Don't forget to listen to me, Brad Diedrich the Professor, for breakfast in the morning, where I'll reiterate everything that I've gone through tonight. We'll talk about the gigs on the weekend once again for those who can't stay up this late. And have a great week all next week. And I'll see you then.
And I thank you for listening.